What up, y'all? It's Rare Breed back for another installment. And guess what? I got the new soundboard on deck. So hopefully I have enough ammo in this video to get busy with it.
I was asked, why is it that you don't ever post selfies of just yourself on Facebook? It's always of you and your kid, of all three of you together, or you and your husband. Why don't you ever just post one by yourself?
Well, I got a message for whoever asked you that.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
My answer was plain and simple. That if I posted a selfie of just me, all it would take is for one man to comment on it or to send me a message that said, hey, you look pretty today. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that a family that is built on strong Christian principles and has a strong relationship with the Lord is the devil's greatest threat. So as soon as that one comment or that one message is sent, there's the devil's foothold. Mind you, my husband works 14 days at a time out of town. So if I go looking for attention in the wrong places and then I start receiving it, it's going to feel pretty good because sin feels good. Temptation looks awesome. But at the end of the day, I have everything I need right here at home. If I need attention or if I need somebody to tell me I look pretty, I'm going to send that selfie to my husband.
Hey, props to her if she's telling the truth. If she a good Christian woman, God bless her. If she stand by her man and she loyal to her man and she don't entertain other guys and she don't got an inbox full that she entertain, shout out to her. She's the type of woman that every guy wish he had, or most guys at least.
Not all, but most.
But at the same time, I want to warn y'all that chameleons do exist. And women know, most women know what men want to hear. Most women know that men want a wholesome, sweet woman. So it ain't nothing for a woman to get on TikTok and say something like this. You got to keep your eyes peeled. Because she could be fronting and capping for the talk.
One of us is 46 and the other one is 22. But who's who? Yeah.
Did you know that I can see you? Yeah, you're the 40-something-year-old. You may be looking good for your age, but you don't look that good to pass for a 20-year-old, okay?
The Bible describes a common issue with women. Specifically, this is talking about an unmarried woman who doesn't have kids to take care of, doesn't have a husband to take care of, doesn't have a house to take care of. She's wandering about. She's idle. And what else is she doing? She's a busybody. Her excess time is...
This says woman flies 1,500 miles to meet date before he blocked her while she was on the plane.
Y'all killing me with this! Y'all trying to kill me! You're killing me, man! Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
His publicist helped calm him down.
Maybe she'll learn her lesson. Stop chasing Tyrone. You chase bad boys, this what you get. You get played hard on the plane, and now you just in another state, in another city, in another country looking dumb.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
She was on a plane like,
he don't love me no more.
And you know what the crazy part is? Even when she flew back home, she still was talking to this dude. He still had her on the hook. See, playing women out like this keep them chasing you. I mean, maybe eventually she'd just let it go, but this wasn't a deal breaker for her, I bet.
How long have you guys been dating? You're not? He likes you, though. You know. It's okay. How long have you been friends? Someone.
Yeah, look, man, don't be spending money on female friends. He probably paid for the tickets. I'm not paying for the tickets for a female friend. We buddies. Pay for your own ticket. I wouldn't pay for my guy friend. You know what? I would pay for my guy friend instead of paying for some broad who using me for attention and free food and dates. At least your guy friend will return the favor in the future. Not no broad. Women have no problem just taking, taking, taking and never giving. They think their presence is the gift. The truth is, most of these chicks are all the same when it comes to putting dudes in the friend zone.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
No? Because you just really don't like him? I'm sorry. No, it's not that. It's just she's... Okay, so... That's cool. So how do you guys...
Her crowd work needs some work. Yeah, it definitely needs some work. But she working on it. I give her credit for trying. I probably couldn't get up there. She doing better than me. I probably wouldn't even have the balls to go up there. I'd probably get booed off stage.
You met through Bumble. Oh. So you fucked. No. Oh my God. Okay. So what's going on? Why are you here?
I mean, she helping him out, though. Hopefully, this embarrassment is a rude awakening to the guy. So shout out to her for trying to snap him out of it.
He takes a sip of his drink and he goes, go ahead.